This is God Energy with Carol Gass.
Good morning. I'm Carol Gass in studio with Joel Berg from God Energy for God Energy. This episode of our podcast, we've been talking about costs and ROI. And I really want to thank you for being so clear in your breakdown, because it seems like on social media anyway, there's a lot of mixed messages out there.
One of the real challenges in our industry is there's a lot of deceptive marketing going on out there. And if you look at just ads that are popping up online, there's lots of promises about shorter payback periods and higher ROI numbers. But you got to be careful, because a lot of those numbers will include things like increase in property value. And yes, that's a real thing. If you put solar panels on your property, the value of your property does go up. You will be able to sell that home faster for more money. But you're only ever going to see that if you sell the home. And so to say that you're getting that ROI in year one or year two or year three when you're holding the property is just not true. And so look at the numbers. What am I actually saving on my actual bills, and factor that into your overall ROI calculation. And if you are thinking about selling the home in year three or year five or something like that, great. You're going to see a real return on investment for the solar installation that you've completed. But that's not part of your year one, year two, year three ROI. So just watch for those kinds of things when you see stuff online, because there's some empty promises. Even with the interest-free loan payments, you'll see promises to say, if you use the interest-free loan to get a solar installation on your home, you're going to end up paying less per month than you did for your hydro bill. No, that's not actually true. Your monthly payments are going to increase with the loan. But as time goes on, you may actually, even before the 10-year period, cross over the threshold where your monthly loan payment is less than your hydro bill would have been if you didn't have solar. But it's not in year one. It's not in year two. And so just watch for those kinds of things, because we don't want to tarnish the solar industry.
Thank you so much for joining us for God Energy. I hope you can be here next week, same time. Joel and I are going to be talking about whether or not solar is even viable in the North. And as always, if you want to re-listen or you missed something from today's episode, you can find it at myprincegeorgenow.com under podcasts.
Country 97 FM.